Greetings to you all, in Jesus' name. Can we just have a word of prayer yet? Father, we come to you in Jesus' name this morning. Again, we thank you for your wonderful work of grace in each one of our hearts. Lord, as we look to you, we endeavor to exemplify you in this life. Father, give us the courage, give us the power, create in us a spectacle for the world to see the power of God in human lives. Father, we need you. This morning we pray that you would come in our midst. Father, teach us. Teach us your will, your way, your truths here this morning again, as we've heard thus far. Father, I pray that you would quiet my trembling heart this morning. Lord, I come with a few crumbs, Lord, to this morning. I pray that you would bring the increase, that you would fill in the gaps, so to speak, the words that are spoken, that you would wing them, that you would bear life and fruit for your glory. We commit a few of these few moments into your hands, and just pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. The title this morning, the message, I titled it, A Surrendered Life to God. And this came with much wrestling yesterday. I think is the work that the Lord continues to want to do in my heart. A life of surrender. A life of giving up. And I'll just begin here with some definitions. The word surrender. It means to give up or to yield to the power of another. It means to give up. To resign in favor of another. And in that surrender, you have the word yield, which means some similar thoughts there, is to give up or submit or to give way. And this is where we want to center this message around this morning. So for beginning scriptures, I'd like for us to turn to Romans chapter 6. I'm going to read verses 12 to 23. There's quite a bit of scripture that I want to read this morning. So we'll try to make our way through it. Romans 6, verses 12 to 23. Just break in here. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we continue? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom you yield your servants, yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have two headings we want to look at this morning. And under those there are a couple of subheadings we could call them. And the first one being, we'll just enter in here, is we want to look at an unsurrendered life. We want to take a look at what an unsurrendered or unyielded life may look like in this life. First of all, let's look at some scriptures. Titus, we have this verse in verse 7 of chapter 1. For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre. And in the middle of that verse, we have this word self-willed. And I just want to bring your attention to that as we read this next verse. In 2 Peter chapter 2, I was going to read from 9 to 22, but I'll read verse 10. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Those are the only two places in Scripture that we have the word self-willed. I was looking for the word selfishness.